We had another big commitment ceremony on Married at First Sight last night, and one person who, look, it seems like she has to deal with a lot. She may be about to go into self-isolation slash quarantine when she returns from New Zealand, is Kathy. Kathy, are you going to have to self-isolate?
I think I am. I think it's mandatory from good mate Scott Morrison.
Mate, I mean, when did you go to New Zealand? You didn't have to isolate when you went over there as well, right? That'd be a pain.
Yeah, no, I've been here for the last week, you know, catching up with friends and family, and everything was fine until it just started to become a bigger deal while I was here. And then what do you know, that statement's been released by good old Scotty boy, and he says, anyone who's returning into the country, 14 days isolation. I'm like, righto.
I mean,
okay, then Netflix it is.
Yeah, it's a great excuse to not have to run into anyone and talk about Married at First Sight, I guess.
I wish I could use that as an excuse, but I think people have my phone number.
Look, and that's what we are going to talk to you about. Of course, we did have the commitment ceremony, and everyone's favourite couple from the end, from the beginning of the season's now ended. Got to ask you straight up: have you spoken to Josh since Married at First Sight ended?
No, I haven't actually.
Right.
The last contact we had was during our interview together, and that was, what, sometime in February.
Was it hard doing those interviews in February?
Yeah, there was some degree of difficulty. Look, I think we both understood that contractually we had to upkeep that image. And I mean, I was happy to do so. I was happy just to be civil and friendly with each other. That wasn't hard to do because it's not my nature to be callous. But yeah, if they had said, oh, you know, to be romantic, then that's when I'd be like, okay, now you're really, that's acting, that's staging something, and I don't feel comfortable with that. So we definitely weren't, you know, being romantic with each other on those interviews. So I felt somewhat like we were being truthful.
Yeah. Now I wasn't actually going to bring this up, but you did mention you don't feel comfortable acting. I think that could be a nice nail in the coffin on any rumours about you being an actor, right, Kathy?
Yeah. I mean, those false accusations of me being this paid actress. I mean, if you're going to go out and say something like that, then where's my paycheck? You know, like, I don't... I'm very surprised with the allegations, but look, let's just put it behind us. It's not true. I do have a degree in performing arts, but I've had many careers since that time when I graduated back in 2013.
Yeah,
so long ago. Yeah.
Now, okay, let's take the heat off you for a sec. Let's talk some of the other couples. I mean, because we don't know who is and isn't together. We saw that Ivan and Alex left, and now there's things on social media saying they're still together afterwards. Have you spoken to them at all?
No. I've exchanged a few words here and there with Alex, but it hasn't been about their relationship. And to be honest, you know, it's funny, I don't really care for it. You know, it's not my business. Even though, yes, we were on the show together, I never really tried to, you know, get those answers from her because, you know, I will find out eventually. You know, it was mainly, are you doing okay? How are you feeling? We were more concerned about our welfare and our mental health than if they were still together. In my mind, that's how I saw it. That's how I reached out to her.
Absolutely. And finally, Kathy, on that same frame, actually, I do like to ask this: are you doing okay? Because it's quite a rough experience to go through.
Yeah, look, I like to consider myself a strong person, and I am doing okay, but it can be very tough, and I'm very, very thankful for my support system. You know, all my friends and family are behind me, and I think the best thing to do sometimes is just block it out for a while. You know, you cannot believe or take on board everything that everyone says or us. You're just going to be a mess all the time. So, yeah, just, you got to surround yourself with love and light, and that's all you can do, really.
Yeah, and then hide away in self-isolation, right?
Exactly, that's it. You know what? This virus couldn't have come at a better time.
Kathy, good luck with everything, and thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Cheers.